I'm Pastor Brian Paulson, and this is The Message. We're glad you're listening here in Libertyville, in Lake County, or around the world. Center your heart now with the prayer for illumination. Listen deeply to the scripture and allow the message to speak God's word for your life.
Please join your hearts together with mine in this prayer for illumination. Gracious God, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. Make us hungry for this heavenly food, that it may nourish us today in the ways of eternal life through Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven. Amen. Our first scripture reading today is Psalm 111. This psalm is a prayer of gratitude that acknowledges that our greatest wisdom comes from the recognition and reverence of God. Today we will sing a translation of the first line of this psalm at the beginning, between verses 6 and 7, and at the end.
You should recognize it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord with all my heart in the company of those who do right in the congregation. The works of the Lord are magnificent. They are treasured by all who desire them. God's deeds are majestic and glorious. God's righteousness stands forever. God is famous for his wondrous works. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion. God gives food to those who honor him. God remembers his covenant forever. God proclaimed his powerful deeds to the people and gave them what had belonged to other nations. God's handiwork is honesty and justice. All God's rules are trustworthy. They are established always and forever. They are fulfilled with truth and right doings. God sent redemption for his people. God commanded that his covenant last forever. Holy and awesome is God's name. Fear of the Lord is where wisdom begins. Sure knowledge is for all who keep God's law. God's praise lasts forever.
And now we come to our second reading from Scripture
from Mark, the first chapter. In this passage of Scripture, Jesus' first disciples recognize the presence of God and immediately spring into action. Just as reverence of God is the beginning of wisdom, that same recognition of God's miraculous grace sets our lives in motion. Hear now the word of God. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee announcing God's good news, saying, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." As Jesus passed alongside the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," he said, "and I'll show you how to fish for people." Right away, they left their nets and followed him. After going a little farther, he saw James and John, Zebedee's sons, in their boat, repairing the fishing nets. At that very moment, he called them. They followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired workers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, I want to think at the beginning here with regard to something I went through when I was in my college days. I transferred from Georgetown to UCLA, and I arrived there at the same time as the new band director at UCLA. He came from Kentucky, and he knew that he was in Hollywood now, and he wanted to make a big splash. So for the first football game where we were going to be playing, he gathered all of us in the corner. He put all the brass players out front with our big horns. Our instruction was to aim at the stands and rip the faces off the people who were out there. It wasn't a very Christian thing to do, but he put us out there, and then all of a sudden, there was this big drum roll. Wow. Okay? That was how we began. That's how this psalm begins, all right? It begins by saying, "Hallelujah." Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Come on, like a big brass band, give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There you go. You got it going. Now, as we were rushing on the field, that's the way it was. Hallelujah, we are here. Now, that's the way the psalm begins. Praise the Lord. That's what hallelujah means. Schooling, if you went to school in those days, you had to learn the scripture. They wanted to get your attention by any means necessary. And this psalm begins with hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah? All right, it doesn't matter what's going on in the rest of the world, how gray the skies are, how bad the news is, whatever happened during the week, we're going to walk into this space together and we say, hallelujah, all right? That reframes our lives. Now, in those days, if you went to school and you wanted to learn something, well, you had to learn it through studying scripture. You had to hear the scripture, you had to learn it, you had to recite it. Now, this psalm, you wouldn't know it by going through the scripture that Tucker did so well and you all sang so beautifully. It actually is an acrostic. Do you know what an acrostic is? Okay. It is an acrostic poem. I'll give you an example of something that's not a poem, but it's acrostic. Ready? Frightening, eerie and strange, anxiety rising, ready to flee, F-E-A-R, fear. Now, this psalm is an acrostic, but it's using the Hebrew alphabet. And it starts with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Aleph, saying the word Hodeh, which means praise. Okay, then it goes on to the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Beit. And it's in these words, Becha, Lebav, Bechsod. Bechsod means before or in front of the congregation. You see, it goes down the line. So if you were reading in Hebrew, you'd be going through the whole Hebrew alphabet with the start of each new line. You learn to read by learning about God. Who is there to F-E-A-R when you have G-O-D on your side, okay? Of course, it feels today as if there is so much to fear. Look around the world. We see migration, a global population on the move. There is violence in the streets. There is division in our hearts and amongst each other. Did you catch that this weekend we marked Holocaust Remembrance Day and did so in a world where bombs are falling incessantly, where civilians are hostages, where children are dying, where people are human shields, and peace, it feels so distant in the future that our common humanity today feels under threat. In a time where it is all just so overwhelming, we're tempted to find a target that we can blame for all that is wrong. We look for the other guy, dividing ourselves again and again. That's what F-E-A-R does. Our gospel reading is a call to something new. And I was reading another passage in which Jesus was calling out people who were afflicted by demons. You know, sometimes it just feels as if our whole world is afflicted. And illness is not merely out there, it's much closer to home than we care to admit. We confront an afflicted age today. And to the situation in which we live, the psalm is offering gospel medicine. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. From verse 1, this psalm gives us a way to reframe our perspective, to start with God. Sometimes when I find us pointing the finger, looking for the adversary, I wonder if perhaps one of our greatest adversaries today is the belief that there is no God. It's reasonable to feel that way sometimes, I suppose, but you know, there's another psalm that begins by saying, "Fools say in their hearts, there is no God." It goes on to say, "The Lord looks down from heaven on humans to see if anyone is wise, to see if anyone seeks God." Perhaps our fear is fear of the wrong things. Our fear could be misplaced. Perhaps it should not be in the other guy. Perhaps our biggest adversary is believing that there is no God in such a world as this. I wonder if we could be so busy spelling F-E-A-R these days that we've forgotten how to spell G-O-D. All right, now I have a few spelling questions to see how smart we are today. Are you ready? What is the end of the world? The letter D, okay? I told you these are spelling questions. Are you catching on? How do you spell cold with two letters? Are you ready? You got it? You figured it out? No one? I see. You see what I'm saying? This is the humor portion of the sermon. I just want to let you know I'm doing the best I can with spelling today. I'm working with letters, all right? Remember, acrostic? All right, here's another one. Can you spell composition with two letters? Ready? S-A. Pretty good, all right? I thought I heard someone was catching that. All right, now here's a trick one. What do you call someone whose blood is known for spelling errors? Typo. That good? There we go. All right, back to the psalm. It's an alphabetic acrostic psalm, okay? It starts with hallelujah, a proclamation of praise for God. And then running down the alphabet, the psalm recites the works of God, the character of God, and the covenant of God. Now, I want you to engage this scripture just in the same way that people who first were speaking this psalm, who were reciting and learning it, engaged with it. Now, what I want you to do is to engage this, hopefully make it a little more interesting for you. I want you to think of things that you already know. So take your bulletin and a pen if you can find one, or a phone if you need to type it in. I want you to write down something from just a few categories, all right? I'm going to give you these categories, but whatever you write down, it has to be positive. That's what I'm asking you to do today. I think you can do this. So here's one category you could choose, a positive sense, like, you know, a fragrance or a taste, got it? Like blossoms or sugar. Here's another category, a positive scene, something that makes you feel good, got it? Like a mother holding a child or a sunset. All right, here's, how about another category, a positive person, someone you've known that you've had has had a positive influence on your life, okay? Here's another category. This is the last category I'm going to give you, a positive experience, a moment in time that left a positive mark on your life, got it? So you only need to pick one of these categories, or if it just comes easy, you can pick them all. That's fine. But here they are again, a positive sense, a positive scene, a positive person, a positive experience. Just take a minute now and write or type, or if you need, just think about it, something positive. I'm going to give you a moment for this. Okay, manage that. You just needed one of those categories, even if you could think of it. Now, I'd like you to turn to someone near you, if you could, and I want you to share just one of those, if you would, please, a sense, a scene, a person, or an experience. And if, hopefully, this is not too scary. You could even, you know, like if I told Charles, you know, I like sugar, that's fine, okay? So there you go. Pick one of those. Take a few moments while he's picking away on his guitar there. Okay, very good. You know, Charles, I love that introduction of Psalm 111 that you gave to us today. It's a friend of yours that composed that. Is that what you told me? So thank you for that gift. And hopefully that's something you can put in your heart. Now listen to this reframing message of the psalm again. I'm going to start right near the beginning of it. In English it says, I thank the Lord with all my heart in the presence of the congregation. And so I've had you talking with each other. You're going to be you are thanking God for these variety of positive things, and you do so by gathering with others. It's the gift of coming together in this place as we do week by week. The psalm lists the works of God that are majestic and glorious, and you can feel it in a sense or a scene, a people or experiences. It lists the character of God, mercy and compassion. You can feel it in a sense or a scene shared with people in countless experiences. And it speaks of God's covenant, which is never ending, a covenant with God's people. What a great way to learn the alphabet, right? You know, back in the year 2018, the winning word in the Great American Spelling Bee, you want to know what it was? Koinonia. Koinonia. A few Christians know that term. It is a means spiritual fellowship, the gift that you were just sharing right now. In this psalm, we find the ABCs of Koinonia, and all of it is centered on God. When this world of ours suggests the absence of God, start reciting the goodness of God, God's works, God's character, God's covenant. Now, if you have not memorized a passage of Scripture, I want to suggest it's never too late to begin. You know, one Scripture teaches, "Your word, O God, is sweeter than honey." In the course of my ministry, I've had the honor of being with hundreds and hundreds of people in their final days on this earth. And there are some passages of Scripture that I recite that are sweeter than honey. I know this because I see people mouth that as some of the last things that they do. "The Lord is my shepherd. I lift up mine eyes unto the hills." Friends, learn something sweet. And spend less time on F-E-A-R and more time on G-O-D. Because our world needs something better. You know, the lesson of this psalm ends with a passage that is worth remembering. You might learn this one and recite it. "The fear of the Lord," which means reverence of God, "is the beginning of wisdom." Study the works, the character, the covenant of God. Reverence that, and you will begin on a path of wisdom. There is, after all, more than enough raw fear in this world. Change your fear into wisdom. Can I get a drum roll for that? Be wise. Got that one? So we're going to start one more time. Let's do it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be wise.
Be wise.
There you got it. A to Z. You got from the beginning to the end of this passage. It is your opportunity to praise God and to be wise, to learn your ABCs in the company of God's people. A spiritual architecture for your life. This I deliver to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening on our podcast or through our YouTube playlist of sermons. Be sure to forward this message to someone who you believe is seeking God's word today.